Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
Welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
In Jeremiah chapter 8, we read in verse 5 about perpetual backsliding. Why then is this people of Jerusalem slidden back by a perpetual backsliding? They hold fast deceit. They refuse to return. Now, perpetual backsliding is a phrase that God uses to describe Judah's condition during the ministry of Jeremiah. The Lord said that they held fast deceit and refused to return. But the question is, what deceived them into perpetual backsliding? What sent them into perpetual backsliding was a preference for certain things over things that God desired for them to have. They got into perpetual backsliding because they had a preference, first of all, for wickedness over righteousness. They had a preference for wickedness over righteousness. Look in Jeremiah chapter 8. Verse 5 says, "Why then is this people of Jerusalem slidden back by a perpetual backsliding? They hold fast deceit. They refuse to return." Well, now look at 6 and 7. "I hearkened and heard, but they spake not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Everyone turned to his course as the horse rusheth into the battle. Yea, the stork in the heaven knoweth her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane, the swallow observe the time of their coming. But my people know not the judgment of the Lord." Notice, "No man repented him of his wickedness. My people know not the judgment of the Lord." You know what they did? They developed a preference for wickedness over righteousness. And they didn't care whether what they were doing was wrong. The Bible says, "No man repented. No man asked, what have I done?" They completely ignored the judgment of the Lord. And as a result, they pursued wickedness, and they delighted in it. They pursued idolatry. Notice in verse 2 of Jeremiah chapter 8, "The bones of the people that were in the graves are spread before the sun and the moon and all the host of heaven." Why? Because they loved them. "The sun and the moon and all the host of heaven whom they loved and whom they have served and after whom they have walked and whom they have sought, and whom they have worshipped, they shall not be gathered nor be buried. They shall be for dung upon the face of the earth." What? They loved those false gods. They served them. They walked after them. They sought them. They worshipped them. They got into full-blown idolatry. And they preferred it. They got into adultery. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 2 says, "Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place of a wayfaring men, that I might leave my people and go from them, for they be all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men." So they got into adultery. You know, idolatry was forbidden by the law. Adultery was forbidden by the law. You know what else they got into? Covetousness. Look in Jeremiah chapter 8 at verse 10. "Therefore will I give their wives unto others, and their fields to them that shall inherit them. For every one, from the least even unto the greatest, is given to covetousness. From the prophet even unto the priest, everyone dealeth falsely." The whole country, from the least even to the greatest, was given to covetousness. And you know what? The Bible says, "Thou shalt not covet." They even pursued burning their sons and their daughters in the fire. Jeremiah chapter 7, verse 31. They have built the high places of Tophet, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, to burn their sons and their daughters in the fire, which I commanded them not, neither came it into my heart. That was part of their false god worship when they worshiped Molech. They burned their babies in a fire, a cauldron that was inside the statue. And so forth. I mean, we don't have to go through all their sins. We could spend the rest of the broadcast just looking at them. And you know what they did? They got into wickedness. They preferred wickedness over righteousness. They ignored the judgment of God. My people know not the judgment of the Lord, the Bible says. They repented not of their wickedness. And that sent them into perpetual backsliding. When it get into perpetual backsliding, there's no recovery. You know what else they did? What sent them into perpetual backsliding was a preference for education over wisdom. A preference for education over wisdom. Look in Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 8 and 9. How do you say, we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Lo, certainly in vain made he it. The pen of the scribes is in vain. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord and what wisdom is in them. So you know what? They had that, a preference for something other than the word of God, because they had rejected the word of the Lord. They sought out education. And you know what the Bible says? There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. Solomon said, cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causes to err from the words of knowledge. And yet, you know what they said? We're wise. How do you say we are wise? The truth is, there is no wisdom in them. Don't you understand there's a major difference between education and wisdom? They were wise to know certain things, but they didn't know the word of the Lord. Listen, you can make a living with an education, but you don't learn to live without wisdom. And there's a big difference between a living and living. Okay? There's a big difference between a living and living. You can make a living with an education, but you don't learn to live without wisdom. And it sent them into perpetual backsliding. Because listen, knowledge puffeth up. If you get into education and you forsake wisdom, you just go further and further down. That's right. Further and further down. All right, here's the next thing. What sent them into perpetual backsliding was a preference for lies over truth. Lies over truth. Look at Jeremiah chapter 8. And look at verses 9 and 10. We've already read 9, but we'll read it again. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them? Therefore will I give their wives unto others, and their fields to them that shall inherit them. For every one, from the least even unto the greatest, is given to covetousness. From the prophet even to the priest, every one dealeth falsely. Everyone dealeth falsely. Everyone was lying. Even the prophets and the priests were lying. And do you know why they were lying? They were lying because that's what the people wanted to hear. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 5 and look at verses 30 and 31. Jeremiah chapter 5, verses 30 and 31, the Bible says, a wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, watch it, and my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end thereof? Why do the people love to have it so? Because Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 10 says, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. That's why. Lies over truth. That's a terrible place for people to be in. You say, well, What was the motive of the priest? What was the motive of the prophets? Money, covetousness. That was the key here. They told the lies because that's what got them into power. They told the lies because that's what paid. You know, the love of money is a huge reason why people lie. You know that. And these prophets and these priests were not immune to the same temptation, and the people were glad for it because they didn't like the word of God. It was a reproach. They found it disgusting. They had no delight in it. In Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 11 and 15, we find out what another problem was that sent them into perpetual backsliding. Listen, when you start lying, when you start telling lies for money, then you know what? There's no coming back from that. That is perpetual backsliding. But in Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 11 and 15, there's something else we see. They went into perpetual backsliding because they had a preference for treaties over peace. Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 11. For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Verse 15, we look for peace, but no good came. Oh, my goodness. What is this? What's the problem here? I'll tell you what the problem is. The problem here is that the people were talking peace, but it wasn't really peace. It was a temporary thing that resulted from the lies of the prophets and the priests. They say, "Do this, and you'll have peace." And see, Judah had a history of negotiating leagues and treaties with other countries for their own protection. They were, quote unquote, at peace with Egypt after a league. They were at peace with Syria. They were at peace even with Assyria when they had paid them to fight with them against their enemies. But all of these countries turned against Israel. All of these countries turned against Judah. Those treaties were not lasting peace. Those treaties were not lasting peace any more than the treaties of today provide lasting peace. And they won't have lasting peace until the Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ, is reigning on earth. In the meantime, they could have had peace, and they could have had protection from the Lord if they would have obeyed him. You go back there and you read Deuteronomy chapter 28, for instance. You see that as long as they were willing to keep the commandments, God was willing to keep them, so much so that even when the males left all of their families to go down to Jerusalem three times a year to worship the Lord, he would provide divine protection over their property, over their herds, and over their families. In their absence, they wouldn't even have to set up a guard. And they turned their backs on the Lord, and even when they were there to protect themselves, they had enemies that came in and destroyed them. Why? Because they preferred treaties over peace. What sent them, that is Judah, into perpetual backsliding was a preference for wickedness over righteousness, education over wisdom, lies over truth, treaties over peace. You know what else sent them into perpetual backsliding? It was a preference for health over salvation. Look in Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 15 again. We looked for peace, but no good came, and for a time of health, and behold, trouble. Look at verse 20. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. They were looking for health over salvation. You see, their interest was in their physical health. And what they had forgotten is that their physical health was tied to their salvation. You know that already. I don't need to show you the cross references. Health and salvation are connected with Israel. You know that because in the earthly ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, he came healing and he came to save. That's what you remember. He came to seek and save that which was lost, but he came healing and saving. Listen, if Judah had concerned themselves with their spiritual relationship to the Lord, they would have had health. But when their physical health became more important to them than their spiritual health, they lost their spiritual relationship with the Lord, and when they did, they lost their physical health too. I mean, look at the wreck they were in when Jesus came. I mean, they were in terrible shape. So now that's sort of an outline, or if some people say an exegesis, whatever, of this chapter, of this key thing here, this perpetual backsliding. But may I tell you something? These are the same preferences that the Pharisees had during the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, Judah didn't learn their lesson the first time. You see, during the earthly reign or ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Pharisees preferred wickedness over righteousness. They were only interested in the appearance of righteousness. they were not righteous on the inside by a long shot. The Bible says in Luke chapter 11, verse 39, the Lord said unto him, "Now do you Pharisees make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but your inward part is full of ravening and wickedness." Why? They preferred wickedness over real righteousness. Even the Pharisees during the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ preferred education over wisdom. You see, when they marveled at what Jesus Christ knew when he was teaching them, they didn't go, "Wow, what a doctrine." You know what they said? "How knoweth this man letters, having never learned?" They were only concerned with his education. In Luke chapter 2, when Jesus Christ was, you know, left at the temple by Mary and Joseph, he was there speaking with the doctors. The doctors hearing them and asking questions. You see, these Pharisees had started teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. You know what they were interested in? Education. They said of Peter and John, they took note of them that they were ignorant and unlearned men. See, they were only interested in their degrees and their doctorates and their education, weren't concerned about wisdom. If they'd have been concerned about wisdom, as soon as they heard the doctrine of Jesus Christ, they would have taken it right away. But it's the same problem, perpetual backsliding. The Pharisees also, like the men of Judah in Jeremiah chapter 8, preferred lies over truth. In John chapter 8, the Lord had a major discourse with the Pharisees, and in verse 41 of John chapter 8, he said, "You do the deeds of your father." And then he described their father in verse 44. "You are of your father the devil, the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. And when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." You know what he said to him? "You do the deeds of your father." What? You're lying. You see, look in John chapter 8, verse 55. I mean, he pins it on him right away. He says, "You've not known him, yet you've not known him," speaking of God, "but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I should be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his saying." He tells them right straight up, "You are liars. I'd be a liar like you are." And that's because they did not want to know the truth. Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." But they didn't want to know the truth. In John 8:45, the Lord said, "Because I tell you the truth, you believe me not." They didn't want that. They preferred lies over the truth. And so they were in a perpetual backsliding. They preferred treaties over peace. You know the only thing they were concerned about after Lazarus was raised from the dead? This is crazy, man. They should have gone, "Wow, he raised him from the dead? This has to be the Messiah." Uh-uh. No, no, no. John chapter 11, verse 48, they say, "If we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and our nation." They were only concerned about a peaceful existence under Roman rule that could profit them. Our place, they said, and our nation. That was more important to them than their eternal peace through Jesus Christ. Their Messiah had come and had proven it with a resurrection. And they were like, "Whoa, we got to keep this peace with Rome, and we got to keep our place." You see, perpetual backsliding does terrible things. It ruined Judah back in Jeremiah's day. It ruined Israel back in the days of Jesus Christ. Why? Because they preferred wickedness over righteousness, education over wisdom, lies over truth, treaties over peace, and what? Same thing, health over salvation. Here comes Jesus Christ to seek and to save that which was lost. He's with his disciples. They are preaching the gospel of the kingdom. And in Mark chapter 7, verse 3, the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands oft, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not, and many other things there be which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots and brazen vessels and of tables. And what are they doing? They're fussing at Jesus Christ and finding fault with him. Why? Because their traditions were for hygiene, for the outside. Yet Jesus said, you clean the outside, but until you get saved, the inside is still filthy. For from within, out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetous, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. You know what he's saying? And that's all inside of you. But they weren't concerned about their salvation. They were concerned about their hygiene. They were concerned about their health. And it sent them into perpetual backsliding. So the Lord eventually destroyed them for the same reasons that he destroyed Judah centuries before. Because there's no cure for perpetual backsliding. You just have to wipe them out. Start over. Now, you say, why did we go through all this? Just so we could learn Jeremiah chapter 8? Well, if you didn't learn anything more than that, you've learned Bible, and that's a good thing. But no, I'll tell you why we're studying this today. Because these are the same preferences that we have in the United States of America today. Americans prefer wickedness, education, lies, treaties, and health to righteousness, wisdom, truth, peace, and salvation. If you don't already know that, just spend some time dealing with people, talking to them about the Lord Jesus Christ, and attempting, by God's grace, through the power of the Word of God and the Spirit of God, to try to lead a soul to the Lord Jesus Christ by witnessing. Just try that. And you know what you're going to find out? They want to hang on to their sin. They don't want righteousness. They prefer wickedness. They pride themselves in their education. They'll debate with you and argue about evolution. They don't want to know the truth. And the truth is, Jesus Christ, God Almighty, created this universe. And God said so. They prefer lies. You start listening to them spout off, and they've heard this on the news, and they've heard that from somebody else, and they repeat something over here that another person said that's just not true. But they get stirred up with the emotion of the lie, so they prefer that to the truth. The truth is just plain, naked truth right there. Here it is. They prefer treaties to peace. Listen, they'd make a treaty with the devil if the devil would leave them alone until they died. What shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? They want the permission to be able to covet and have everything, every enjoyment that they can have down here in life, and they don't care whether that results in their eternal damnation or not, because they're not interested in peace. And peace comes from God. Now, they talk peace, they talk treaties, they talk that stuff, but I know one thing. In talking to people about the Lord Jesus Christ, there is a great unrest in the soul of men. And that rest cannot come until there's peace by Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit comes in and fills you, and guess what you get? Love, joy, peace. A peace that passeth all understanding. And listen, they prefer health to salvation. Go down to the health club and just watch them working out in the gyms all over town. If you're in a city big enough that has some gyms, you're going to see people stacked up in there from the time it opens until the time it closes at night. In the whirlpools, on the running tracks, on the treadmills, on the ellipticals, in the weight room. I mean, looking in front of the mirrors, doing all that stuff, swimming, tennis, everything they can do to preserve their health. And they don't realize those bodies are going to play out and they're going to die. And then what? Salvation is so much more important. And you know something? The Bible even tells us that godliness is better than exercise. Exercise profiteth little, the Bible says, but godliness is profitable for all things, for the life that now is and the life to come. You better not neglect salvation. Now I'm going to tell you something. If Americans prefer wickedness, education, lies, treaties, and health to righteousness, wisdom, truth, peace, and salvation, you know what? You better brace yourself. You say, why? Because these preferences have caused perpetual backsliding in the United States of America. Do you think that our laws are going to become more moral over time? That, you know, they've become less moral over time. You know that. We started backsliding. We were kicked, Bible and prayer out of school, right? Now look what we got into. Legalized same-sex marriage and so forth. Do you think the laws are going to become more moral with time? Of course not. And so you know what you've got? A perpetual backsliding. And therefore, you can be sure that the results of this backsliding will be the same as they were in Judah under Jeremiah's ministry and in Israel under the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. In both cases, destruction came. And the only conclusion we can draw is that America has to be in terrible decline toward destruction. If these things happen in Judah and these things happen in Israel, then they would happen to any country or nation that would follow the same path. And there's no turning it around. Now let's put this on a personal basis and then we'll wrap this up. Do not get swept up into following the preferences of wickedness over righteousness, education over wisdom, lies over truth, treaties over peace, and health over salvation. Don't get caught up in those in your own life. If you don't get caught up in those preferences in your own life, you won't get taken in the same perpetual backsliding that took Judah and Israel under the Pharisees. In other words, if you can fight the temptation to put education over God's wisdom in the Bible, and lies over truth, and health over salvation, and wickedness over righteousness, then you know what you can do? You can remain on a path of growing in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you can keep yourself from going into a decline that starts a backsliding that doesn't seem to ever have a way to turn it around. The Lord gave Israel and Judah every opportunity to turn it around. They never did. And the Lord's probably giving you an opportunity right now to turn it around. All I would say to you is get back into the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And God bless you when you do. Amen.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Rand Morgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.